Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hi, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to, oh my gosh, the 53rd episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's really great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you valuable information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We are here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so plan on joining us each and every week. Today, we're going to be talking about five dangerous perceptions. Change them immediately. And I'd like to open with an image that I saw, so close your eyes and just imagine this with me, if you will. There are two birds sitting on a branch. One is very colorful, and one is black, looks almost like a crow. And the thought bubble of the colorful bird about the crow is goth. So just imagine this beautiful, colorful bird sitting on a branch, and the thought bubble with the sideways look at the crow, goth. The thought bubble above the crow is hippie. So this got me into thinking. They're both birds. They're both sitting on the branch. They both face the same type of lifestyle, but they have a perception of each other that may or may not be reality. And I just have been working with my CMC class, my community college class on meditation for health, and we've been talking a lot about shifting perceptions. So that brought me to the topic of today's show. Mainly because I got so much feedback from the students about, well, how do you know what your thoughts are? How do you know what your beliefs are? How do you know what you're thinking? And I read a book by Greg Braden quite a while ago called The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, Shattering the Paradigm of False Limits. Now, I find this very interesting because in a lot of the studies I've done throughout my scholastic career and my education for my practice and other things, I find that we are imprinted with our familial beliefs, our generational beliefs, our societal beliefs, and some of those may be not true, quite simply, not true. And there are a lot of things that are evolving with the dynamic of quantum physics now. There used to be Einsteinian physics and Newtonian physics. And a lot of our science and medicine was actually based on these physics where matter was the universe. Matter was king. And now we're in a place of shifting our paradigms of beliefs into everything is energy. And so the five beliefs to change immediately, the five perceptions that might be causing you ill health, poor relationships, and an inability for you to find true happiness in your own life The first one is everything stays the same. Everything stays the same. Well, Greg Braden says, and I'm quoting right from the introduction, that at first blush, there appears to be nothing in our traditional way of seeing the world that allows for our inner beliefs, perceptions, to do much of anything at all, let alone change the universe itself. That is, however, until we begin to examine what the new discoveries are showing us. So in my class, I talked a little bit about your story. And again, just kind of close your eyes and imagine that we're doing this and see the demonstration here. I took one of those little candles that have the electrical flame, the false flame, and I took it into class, and I took a blank sheet of paper, and I wrote on the blank sheet of paper, this is your past, and meanwhile the candle is flickering, sitting there, and I said, this is your future, and I wrote future on the piece of paper. These are some beliefs that you've been imprinted with that are no longer true, and I wrote a big word, beliefs. These are your perceptions. These are some of the things that you have experienced. So here's your experience. These are your mental models about certain things, which ties into beliefs and perceptions, but slightly the same or slightly different. Then I asked for input from the class, and they said, oh, what our best friend thinks, what our husband tells us, what our mother tells us, what. And so we got a bunch of things written until there was scribble all over the piece of paper. And then I took the blank side of the piece of paper and set the candle inside of it, and I wrapped the candle in the piece of paper. And I said, who you are, at the very start of who you are, is light and energy. Then you evolve and come in and you take on a physical form or a physical shape. However, your essence is light. But then you get wrapped up in your story. And sometimes that story gets so thick and so reinforced with rebar and concrete and everything imaginable to keep the story the same, so that the sense of self and the ego has this place of permanence and a sense of a stability and a sense of matter, becomes very hard to penetrate. I had a friend who used to say, I know what I know, don't bother me with the facts. Well, this impenetrable state of perceptions or stories wrapping you up means that that light is forgotten or obscured. And it's when you are happiest that that light gets the opportunity to shine out and shine through in your life. And so what are some of these dangerous perceptions that you need to change immediately? The first one is everything stays the same. That's that concrete, material, billiard ball, Newtonian dynamic of if you apply a certain force, something happens. And that's really not true at all, because in a very real sense, it does happen that way. But yet, there's something behind the propulsion of that matter that we'll begin exploring today. Everything stays the same. Actually, that's not true. We are an interactive universe. And so in Greg's book, he talks about fact one, the universe, our world, and our bodies are made of a shared field of energy that was scientifically recognized in the 20th century and is now identified by names that include the field, the quantum hologram, the mind of God, nature's mind, the divine matrix. Some people call it the collective consciousness. And in this interactive universe, nothing stays the same. In this interactive universe, nothing stays the same. And I teach in class, as soon as you have a thought, your entire state of being changes. When you have a different thought, your entire state of being changes. When you have another thought, your entire state of being changes. And yet you still think you're living in the same body, and you're not. Everything has changed with each and every thought that you've had. So everything stays the same? Not true. Not true. Change that perception. Everything is changed with the interactive universe of which I am a participant. The second perception to change immediately is I'm only one person. I can't change the world. Well, yes, you can. There are many statements by great thought leaders that say, be the change you want to see in the world. When you change something, because this is an interactive universe, you change the universe. There is a philosophy that says the wings of a butterfly can start a hurricane. The fluttering of the wings of a butterfly in Brazil can start the air mass flow and the air mass movement that results in a hurricane. The fluttering of the wings of a butterfly. Well, Greg Braden addresses this fact in fact too. He says, in the field of the divine matrix, quote, things, end quote, that have been connected physically and then separated, act as if they are still linked through a phenomenon known as entanglement. You are entangled with the universe. Whether you choose to believe that or not, you are entangled in the universe. Your thoughts make a difference. Your state of being makes a difference. What kind of difference are you making? What kind of difference are you bringing? Are you making a huge difference of fear and poor health and worry and fret and regret? Are you making a difference with positive thoughts and human kindnesses? One of the great examples of this is Pay It Forward, where that movie came out. And we don't know what actions our actions have in changing the world. We know that they do. So I'm going to be aware of my actions. And the other day in our local newspaper, there was a story about a woman who went through McDonald's and was short of her bill to be able to pay. And the cashier at McDonald's said, oh, that's okay. There's a lady who comes in every morning and she gives us a certain amount of money and says, if there's anyone who cannot afford their meal, use this money to pay for it. And she does that every morning. And it may only be $10 a day. So wonderful for the person who gets embarrassed or shamed when they come up to the window and they find themselves running short. So those positive things can change the world. The person whose meal is paid for, if you don't think their world is changed by this single act of spontaneous kindness, think again. Their world is really phenomenally changed. And by their world being changed, they may be inspired to go about and change someone else's world. And that's what this Pay It Forward is all about. There are many places where Pay It Forward has become kind of a normal thing for people to do and think and talk about. So we're coming up on a break, and I'd like for you to just remember that during the commercial for the Calm Moms free report, the audio as a bonus is no longer available. I do apologize. It may become available at some time in the future. Meanwhile, here's some information about the Calm Moms free report, and I'd like to thank everyone who has signed up and even watched the Calm Moms webinar. Thank you so much. I will be back in just a minute.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day. Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer. So act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you so much for staying with us through that little brief break. Now, the third perception to change immediately, the third belief we were talking about, I'm only one person, I can't change the world, and the first belief is everything stays the same. Another belief that you need to change is everything is matter. Everything is matter. If I can't see it, hear it, feel it, taste it, touch it, smell it, I can't prove it exists. So I live, as Madonna would say, in a material world, and I am a material girl, is a very dangerous perception and belief to hold on to. This leads us to a belief that I can't change my own DNA. So if I was born with it, I'm stuck with it, and there's nothing I can do. And if there's a cancer gene, I'm stuck with having cancer. Bruce Lipton talks very clearly about if we believe that we cannot change our DNA, we become victims of our genes instead of living in harmony and coherence with our genes. And this is, I don't want to get off on the subject matter of that, but Greg Braden and Bruce Lipton have begun collaborating now, and they've actually talked to the United Nations about some of these breakthroughs that people think are New Age thinking, quote unquote, and they have no relevance in day-to-day living. However, this New Age thinking is really based on science, and science is coming more and more into the deep understanding that some of the beliefs we have based our lives on are absolutely false. As a matter of fact, Greg Braden says it in his book, you know, if everything is based on our beliefs, what if our beliefs are wrong? How do we fix that? How do we go about that? So fact three in Greg Braden's book, he talks about human DNA directly influences what happens in the divine matrix or the field, the quantum hologram, the mind of God, nature's mind. Those are some of the synonyms for it. Human DNA directly influences what happens in the divine matrix in a way that appears to defy the laws of time and space. Okay? This is another kind of extraneous bonus belief that I'd like for you to change. We think time and space are real places, and they really exist, and that I can hold a place in time static, which comes back to that belief number one, everything stays the same. And time and space are constructs. They do not exist in the way that we think they do. So we get tied up into, I'm only living in one time dimension. There's no way that I can shift that and that a place in space exists. I'd like to shatter that belief right away. Most of our understanding of even our solar system is that we stay at a fixed place in space and the sun stays in the center And the planets actually revolve around the sun in these fixed rotations. Well, there's new information now, and you can Google it on YouTube, the helical model of the solar system. The sun is actually a comet, and it travels through space at 70,000 kilometers per hour. For those of you who need it miles per hour, it's about 48,000 miles per hour. So by the end of this phone call, or by the end of this blog talk radio show, sorry, we will be 24,000 miles away from where we were in space when this call started. So the belief that we live in a fixed place, in a fixed space, in a fixed time, no longer holds true. There's too much new science that changes that. And if we go back into the thinking before Copernicus, they thought that the sun actually revolved around the moon, or the earth, that the earth was the center of the solar system. Excuse me, a little egocentric thinking there, but that the sun and the other planets and the moon actually revolved around the earth. The only thing that proved to be true in that was that the moon did revolve around the earth. But Copernicus knew that the sun was the center of the solar system. And he knew that that was such heresy that he would be killed, daring to go against such thought. And so he waited until he was on his deathbed to reveal the math that showed that the earth actually revolves around the sun and the sun is the center of the solar system. And then for a long time we thought we were the center of the universe. Turns out we're on a tiny little rural distant part of the universe, not in the center of it at all, traveling through space at 48,000 miles per hour. So we come back to Star Trek. We are going truly where no man has gone before because we weren't in the same place before. So I'm hoping that this is helping you understand that some of these old beliefs are keeping you stuck, and you are actually designed to evolve and grow. So the fourth fact that Greg talks about, human belief, or in this instance our perceptions, and the feelings and emotions surrounding these human beliefs directly changes the DNA that affects what occurs in the divine matrix. So everything stays the same? No. I'm only one person. I can't change the world. No. Everything is matter. No. Everything is energy. And the universe is interactive to our energy. DNA does not change, and we're a victim of our genes should they choose to express themselves in different negative ways. No. DNA changes. And our beliefs directly change the DNA that then affects the interactive universe in which we live. Wow. And then we are separate. We are separate. What I do doesn't influence anybody else. That's simply, again, a false perception that has no basis in any kind of reality. So let's begin to look at fact five that Greg Braden has in his book, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, Shattering the Paradigm of False Limits. He says, when we shift our beliefs about our bodies and our world, the divine matrix translates that change into the reality of our lives. So if you're thinking everything stays the same, and that's what you're projecting out there, it's taking a lot of time and energy to hold this false belief in the real world and make it true in our reality. Everything is energy. Everything flows and moves. The universe is interactive. It responds to our thoughts, our feelings, our perceptions, our beliefs, our emotions, and it changes the reality of our lives. And in changing the reality of my life, on changing the reality of other people's lives. So he asks a question. What responsibility do we have to use our power in the presence of what are arguably the greatest threats to the future of our lives, our world, and even our species? Let's begin to explore what we can do to change our perceptions and our beliefs, to change our realities, to become healthier in our ways of thinking and being, to eliminate more and more stress from our lives, and to understand that by doing that, we heal not only ourselves, but other people and the planet. Very, very powerful. So the quote for today, it again comes from Greg Braden. To change our lives and our relationship, and this next is italicized, heal our bodies, and to bring peace to our families and nations requires a simple yet very precise shift in the way we use belief, in the way we live through, this is me, not Greg, in the way we live through our perceptions, in understanding what our perceptions are, how dangerous they are if they're incorrect, and how they do not create the reality in which we wish to live. So we come back to that little image of two birds sitting on this branch, one very colorful and one black. They're all the same. They may exhibit a few different behaviors, but the dynamic of being a bird is being a bird. And we may have birds that can be domesticized and they become pets, and other birds that could never be domesticated. So let's look at these five important perceptions to change immediately. They are so dangerous to yourself, your life, your health, and your body. Whew, that's all for now. And I would like to remind you of a quote by Bruce Lipton, and I said this quite frequently throughout my life once I heard it. It's the environment that changes your genetic expression. Genes are simply blueprints. It's the environment. And I just really do appreciate how much Bruce has done to bring about some of these changes. The collaboration of Bruce and Greg Braden together to help us change our perception and actually begin healing our world and our nation. What do I like to do for fun? Well, let's see. This week I actually went and played football with my grandson again. So that was a good thing. What tool can I use every day? I can explore my beliefs and my perceptions and find the ones where I can make healthy changes so my life begins to express itself and the reality that I have is more of a loving, kind-hearted, healthy, whole life. That's all for today's show. I encourage you to email in at info@makingshiftshappen.com with any questions you might have or to add to the speed round. Thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing from you next week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.